of a man accustomed to pruning his own trees, cutting his own hay, and splitting his own firewood. In such bitter cold of winter, the pink of his round, clean-shaven, very English face would all but glow. And if he were hatless or without a wig, his high forehead and thinning hairline made the whole of the face look rounder still. The hair, light brown in color, was full about the ears. The chin was firm, the nose sharp, almost bird-like. But it was the dark, perfectly arched brows and keen blue eyes that gave the face its vitality. Years afterward, recalling this juncture in his life, he would describe himself as looking rather like a short, thick Archbishop of Canterbury. As befitting a studious lawyer from Braintree, Adams was a plain-dressing man. His oft-stated pleasures were his family, his farm, his books and writing table, a convivial pipe and cup of coffee, now that tea was no longer acceptable, or preferably a glass of good Madeira. In the warm seasons he relished long walks and time alone on horseback. Such exercise, he believed, roused the animal spirits and dispersed melancholy. He loved the open meadows.